on USC Dornsife Week, how are memories formed? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Donald Arnold, professor of biological sciences and biomedical engineering, takes us a step closer to finding out.
Over 130 years ago, Santiago Ramón y Cajal proposed that our brains store information by rearranging connections between neurons. However, scientists have struggled to visualize and map these synapses. My team developed a new imaging technology that may reveal how memories are formed and stored. Conducting an experiment with zebrafish using classical conditioning to form associative memories, we genetically engineered neurons with fluorescent proteins that bind to synapses, making them visible under a custom microscope. We chose zebrafish because their brains are large, transparent, and function similarly to humans. Comparing 3D synapse maps before and after memory formation revealed that neurons in one brain region formed new synapses, while neurons in another region lost synapses. Surprisingly, changes in the strength of existing connections were minor, comparable to control fish that did not form new memories, and indicating that forming an associative memory involves synapse formation and loss, but not changes in existing synapse strength. Our findings could help us understand and treat conditions like PTSD and addiction. Associative memories, like those induced by classical conditioning, are thought to be similar to traumatic memories that cause PTSD. Current treatment for PTSD indirectly remodels brain synapses, but patients are prone to relapse. Our lab has developed technology to remove synapses without damaging neurons. We plan to use similar methods to study the impact on associative memories in zebrafish or mice. Erasing associative memories tied to conditions like PTSD and addiction may be possible in the future. However, ethical and technical challenges need addressing prior to considering such treatment.
That was Donald Arnold of the University of Southern California, Dornsife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.